It's the Swamp Swami Audio Podcast.
Gee, Mom, do I have to?
Sports commentary and a little lanyap, too.
Where are you going, Wally?
Dad's gonna play golf. I'm gonna caddy for him.
Gee, can I go along? I'd like to do that. What's a caddy?
And welcome to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today it's time for Masters Predictions. It's here again. Yes, after being delayed until November last year during that forgettable year called 2020, the Masters Golf Tournament is teeing it up again today as it returns to its rightful April slot in 2021. Though Dustin Johnson lit up the scoreboard with a record-setting 20-under par total back in November, I think his score should receive an asterisk too. The course conditions at Augusta National Golf Club were not the same as he's going to find today. The golf course was soft, the winds didn't blow, and the fans were totally absent. Make no mistake about it, DJ was the best player in the field that week and deserving of a green jacket. Now that we have 2020 in our rearview mirror, hallelujah, the Masters has returned to usher in springtime for Americans once again. And here are my 10 predictions for what you should expect this week in Augusta, Georgia. Number 1, rain. Yes, the weather has a lot to do with this golf event nearly every year. Though the greens are always super slick, Mother Nature is being predicted to interrupt the golf tournament at least on 1 or 2 days. The players who receive the good fortune, though, of playing after the rain ends during their round will have a brief opportunity to go flag hunting on those fast greens at Augusta National. Now watch for this on Friday and Saturday's rounds. Those golfers who finish early will not receive this extra scoring boost, and it might make the big difference after 72 holes. Number 2. Golf's six-time green jacket giant. As you will hear probably 100 times over the next 4 days, this year marks the 35th anniversary of the then 46-year-old Jack Nicklaus's amazing come-from-behind charge during the final round to win the 1986 Masters Tournament and his sixth green jacket. If you're old enough to have seen this live in 1986 like me, the memories are still burned into your long-term memory and will never fade or grow old watching them. America has never cheered so hard for any golfer to win any golf tournament before or after that day. Jack's Sunday afternoon rally on the back nine was simply that special. Number 3 on my predictions for what to expect in Augusta this week. Look at those azaleas. It's time for me to admit that I am quite colorblind and have trouble distinguishing colors in combinations. Now, while in my teens, I fondly remember my own mom telling me that she was looking forward to watching the Masters with me that year. When I inquired when had she become a golf fan, she responded, "To look at all those pretty flowers, of course." Years later, my mom has passed on, but my wife now agrees wholeheartedly about looking at those red, pink, and white flowering azalea bushes on nearly every hole at Augusta National Golf Club this weekend. There is something for everyone to enjoy. Number 4. Thursday ceremonial opening tee shot. I've retired from my former career now, and I do not use an alarm clock anymore unless I'm traveling, and yes, it is a wonderful thing. I made an exception this morning, though. At 6:45 a.m. Central, the first tee at Augusta National Golf Club featured two all-time golf greats. 81-year-old Jack Nicklaus and 85 years young Gary Player hit their tee shots on the first hole to open this year's event, and this time, the third member of that opening group was 86-year-old Lee Elder. Now, Lee was the first black golfer to ever play in the Masters back in 1975, and he'd tee it up at Augusta National 5 more times through 1981. Due to declining health today, though, Lee Elder was unable to hit a tee shot on number 1, but he received a rousing ovation from the crowd. Prediction number 5. You'll see old guys playing golf alongside of this year's stars. Yes, the Masters allows former champions to return and play in this tournament every single year that they want to. The champions usually hang up their golf cleats once their scores start to soar above 80 or more at this very long and hilly golf course in Georgia. However, that hasn't stopped a trio of 63-year-old former champions, Ian Woosnam, 1991, Sandy Lyle from 1988, and two-time Masters champion Bernard Langer from 1985 and 1993. Now, in Langer's case, he became the oldest player in Masters history to actually make the cut last year. Longer, whose length off the tee is fading with his age, like the rest of us, was paired with long-hitting Bryson DeChambeau last year and finished the round with a lower score than the young buck, 71 versus a 73. Now, course knowledge at this tournament is a huge advantage. Prediction number 6, the patrons return. After the never-ending pandemic forced golf to play sans fans in 2020, this week will mark the return of about 20% of the normal number of patrons at the Masters. Patrons, you ask? You will never hear ESPN, CBS, or the Golf Channel refer to the spectators at the Masters as simply golf fans. Well, that's because the Augusta National Golf Club asked them not to do it. Since this golf tournament is so wildly popular with the public, this private golf event can take their tournament to any other television channel if you don't want to play along with their rules. Prediction number 7. No snarky humor during the telecast. Remember former CBS golf analyst Gary McCord? He was literally banned from the network's Masters telecast after the 1994 event as he made a few jokes about the extremely difficult golf course conditions in Augusta. McCord, who was a former PGA Tour pro turned broadcaster, joked that the greens at Augusta National were so fast that they used bikini wax. He later mentioned that the 17th green was so severely sloped. How sloped? That there are some body bags down there if that ball keeps going. Now, after the Augusta National overlords complained to CBS, Gary McCord has never been seen since. Prediction number 8. You'll see some creative chipping and amazing putting this week. Now, if you've watched this golf tournament over the years, you'll remember Tiger Woods and that creative use of the sloping green on the 16th, a par 3 hole, to seal a couple of wins. Since I'm not Gary McCord, you might even say that there are a few buried elephants beneath those lightning-fast greens in Georgia's Augusta National Golf Club. The winners traditionally have nerves of steel on those greens, like Jack Nicklaus and Ben Crenshaw, Tiger and Jordan Spieth, to name a few. If you want a reasonable comparison of the speed of those Augusta National greens, take a golf ball out and putt on a wooden or hard surface in your residence. Those greens are about that fast. Prediction number 9. Keep an eye on Amen Corner on Sunday. Even Tiger Woods hit his golf ball into the water not once, twice, but 3 times last November on that very treacherous short par 3 12th hole. He made a 10.
Go!
Jordan Spieth just said amen to that fact after he lost a tournament a few years ago on that same benign-looking, very pretty 155-yard hole. Holes number 11, a long par 4 with water to the left of the green. Number 12, that short par 3 we just talked about with Rays Creek diagonally perched in front of the green. And number 13, a relatively short par 5 hole which tempts you to go for the green in 2 with that same creek lurking diagonally in front of the green. All these will be played under par by the eventual winner on Sunday. Now, when you hear the patrons groaning on Sunday afternoon at the famous Amen Corner, that usually means that golfer's goose is cooked for this year. And prediction number 10, the winner will be good and lucky this year. You can book it. Remember when Phil Mickelson threaded the needle through a few pine trees on number 12 a few years back? Yes, that was Amen Corner, en route to his win. Well, how about that 140-foot amazing chip-in by Larry Mize on number 11 during his playoff win over Greg Norman back in 1987? What about Bubba Watson's twisting 9-iron shot from the trees on number 10 during his 2012 playoff win over Louis Oosthuizen? Or how about Freddie Couples' miraculous luck in 1992 when his golf ball somehow failed to roll back into the water after just barely getting across Rays Creek on that par 3 number 12? He would go on to win that tournament by just 2 shots. So yes, the winner of this year's Masters will have great skills and also be the beneficiary of a lot of fortunate breaks too. It happens every year about this same time because after all, it is a tradition like no other. I'm Swamp Swami. See you at the T-Box.